Good afternoon, Wolves Fancast, part of the 90 Minute Network, and we are here today to discuss the fixtures as have been released this morning. So first off, we'll just do some housekeeping. Want to shout out our YouTube sponsors, the Sports Shop Kings Winford. Thank you for that, all that you're doing for us at the moment. Also, just to let you know, Just Giving link, I believe it should be on the screen somewhere. Still collecting, so if you still want to donate, if you haven't already, please feel free to do so to Mind Charity, where we played our charity game against Wolves Twitter of sorts. Highlights can be seen on YouTube, and Gully is doing a GTA on the game this week, which should be fun. And we will announce the total then. So to talk the fixtures today, I've got Little Dan and Adam Price. I just want to jump straight into it. Looking at those opening three fixtures, what are your thoughts? Leicester away, Tottenham at home, Manchester United at home. What are your thoughts on that?
Nice easy start for Bruno, isn't it? Don't know everyone's worried about. I mean, it could be easier for him, let's be honest, but you don't get many easy games in this league. It's a bit of a cliche, I know, but obviously, it all depends on who we bring in the summer, like. But it's a tough out. At least he's got the first two. You know, he's got two out of three at home, which is a benefit for us. You know,
yeah.
Get him used to Molineux, get him used to the crowd. We've by and large done okay against the bigger teams over the last couple of years. Tottenham are in a state of flux anyway at the minute, so who knows how they're going to go. But Leicester and United are going to be difficult games anyway. You know, you're mindful to say, I wish we'd have started off with like Southampton, Watford, and Brentford or whatever to start him off. But I don't really buy into that. I just think that if he's going to show his credentials when he gets the job, Bruno, let's get him in some tough games, early doors, and let's see how we cope.
What do you think of the start, Dan? I mean, I think it's crucial. Bruno gets off to a decent start of sorts. Do you think he can get anything from these three games?
So, to reiterate what Price said, to a degree, you would have wanted an easier run of fixtures, but starting against those three teams under Bruno Lage, we're an unknown quantity. We don't really know what he's going to start the season with, roster-wise or formation style. So Leicester, Tottenham, Man United coming up against an unknown quantity in this Wolves side. Maybe it's better to start off against them, maybe catch them off guard with a new sense of philosophy and whatnot, and then build on from those three games. That ideally you want points on the board as soon as possible, but if we can sort of start building a new way of playing against those three teams and pick up a few points, then we go into September, hopefully with a bit of confidence behind us.
I mean, my concern is that we could quite possibly lose all those games. And I think if Bruno gets off to a bad start, people, the fans, maybe even the media, they're going to be on his back straight away because of... I still think there's a lot of hurt and pain around Nuno leaving in some sections of the fan base. But I've just quickly looked at Leicester, Spurs and Man United from last season. And from those three fixtures last season, we only picked up 1 point. So if you're to look at it that way, could you say it's a positive start for Bruno? Because if he gets 3 points from these opening three, could you then make the comparison that he's sort of better in Nuno's record from last season?
Potentially. I mean, I think we've said on the fan cast before that with Bruno coming in, it's imperative that the cult of Nuno fans are still going to be out. If he we've always said that if he doesn't win his first few games, then the cult will be out, won't they? And they'll still be pining for Nuno again. We've got to move past. We've got to look beyond that now. It's done. It's done. So it is a difficult start. And you can see the comparison there straight away from August into September. I don't want to use the term like free hits or bonus points or anything like that, because, again, that's just a bit all bollocks, really. But if we can put in some good performances and get maybe 3 points on the board out of them first three games, it takes us into a more favourable September where we will be looking to win those three. But let's be honest, Bruno's not like... He's not a newcomer to football, is he? He's not new in the game. He's managed Benfica. He's going to have played big games at Benfica against Porto and Sporting. You know, he might even revel in having these big three games of early doors. Really test him and let's see what he's about, and let's see what his style and his philosophy is like.
We've just had a comment come through from Russ, which I think is a good point, and I want to go to you on this one, Dan. Get the big boys early. They will have players on holiday and unfit still. Now, I think that's a good point, because sometimes the bigger quote unquote clubs often do start the season quite slowly. What do you think about that, Dan, and that comment?
It's a fair comment. You're going to be looking at the likes of Bruno Fernandes, Man United, Leicester have got a couple of decent players which you might think could go, like Tielemans could go all the way in the Euro. So hopefully these players are still maybe a bit lagging, still needing a bit more of a break before they get finally back to full pelt fitness and sharpness come August. So like I said, we're going to be an unknown quantity. Hopefully our Portuguese players, if they're still here come August, and ready to go for that game on the 14th of August away at Leicester. But I said a week ago to a friend, it doesn't matter whether we've got Nuno, Bruno or Pepin. Folsom need to back our coach this summer, and if they do, then I've got faith in the squad to pick up points where we needed.
Yeah, definitely. And I think you're totally right, that Folsom need to back Bruno. I think that it's quite apparent that it wasn't mutual consent, as much as they might want to try and ban that about. But for me, they've made a statement. Bruno is obviously the man that they wanted, but they've got to back him as well. We need new personnel. It'll be interesting to see what sort of a squad Bruno likes to keep, whether he wants a bigger squad, whether he's happy to work with a smaller squad like Nuno was. Whilst it's on screen... Oh, okay. Then... Oh. Can we just shoot to the running? And get the running on screen.
The final running?
Yeah, please, if we can. So, looking at May's fixtures, we end the season Chelsea away, Norwich at home and Liverpool away. Now, when I look at the fixtures, the first ones I usually look for are the sort of the opening three and the closing three to see how your season's going to start and finish. Pricey, what are your thoughts on the running?
Well, on May, it's a bit Jekyll and Hyde, isn't it? With two tough games away, Chelsea and Liverpool, sandwiched in between Norwich, where you'd be expecting us to get 3 points, but more so for April, when there's a bulk of games in there. Again, it's a bit tricky to call. We've got Villa are going to be quite a bit, probably, they already look to be strengthening, so both of our games against them will be tricky. Newcastle away, but that's actually, for the fans, that's a great time of year to have a good away day in Newcastle, that is. So they'll be taking a lot of fans up there for that one. And then the bogey team, Brighton. So if you attach Brighton onto May's fixtures, like if we rarely, if ever, win against Brighton, and then you've got Chelsea and Liverpool, if it comes to that time of the season where we're scrambling around for points to achieve whatever it is we need to achieve, it could get a bit dicey, because... That's like a run of three out of four tricky games there, Brighton, Chelsea and Liverpool incorporating with Norwich. That could be quite tricky. Again, this is all heavily caveated by what it is that we do in the summer and how much we back the manager. Current standing, that's, for me, that could be quite a tricky running end of the season.
If whichever end of the table we're at, you want a good end to the season, don't you? Chelsea and Liverpool away, sandwiched. With Norwich at home, sandwiched in between. We don't know what's going to happen, but let's imagine Norwich are fighting for relegation again. It's a game that you don't really want to play. Dan, do you have, what's your confidence levels like looking at this running, let's sort of go April and May?
At the moment, it's difficult to be confident because you look at the sort of squad that we've got on our books at the moment, you see all the players that are being linked away. How can you be overly confident at the moment without having blind faith? I don't see how you can be, but what I just said, if Fosun back Bruno, as I expect them to this summer, with help from Jorge Mendes, because I still think he's going to come good for us this summer after, you know, the last year in the pandemic, a lot of people have been running low on funds and whatnot. He still managed to come out pretty nicely financially off the back of deals involving Jota, Doherty and Fabio Silva. So I'm hoping that he's going to help us out this summer. I'm sure Bruno Lage is another one of his clients, so he ain't going to want to shack one of his clients, is he? So,
yeah.
Looking at that May running, it's either a battle for top four or a battle in the bottom four.
Literally it is. I mean, the season could go either way. It really could. Last season, yeah, okay, well, it was disappointing. But the two seasons before, you know, there was positive. And I think we're sort of at that stage now, especially with getting a new coaching, with new coaching staff, that really this summer is absolutely huge on which direction we're going as a club. If we can we just have a quick look at, so here's my overall, I mean, the one month that really sticks out to me is December and the first game of January. I mean, you're looking at this Christmas run where the games are coming thick and fast. Again, it's one of them. It could play in your favour with the opposition getting injuries, suspensions. Do they still play Champions League in December?
No, they don't, do they? The break over the winter month, the harsh winter months. I think it stops about November, then picks up again.
Is it November it stops? So, around that, I mean, time, how's your look then? You know, if this was in November, for me, it would look a lot healthier. But, Dan, I'll come to you. What are your thoughts on this Christmas running period?
It's a daunting run of fixtures on paper, isn't it? But until you see how our squad looks come the end of the August transfer window, I don't think it's worth panicking over at the moment. I said on paper, it's massively daunting. Liverpool at home, we struggled against Liverpool at home in the Premier League. Man City away, I know we've picked up points in there in recent years, but it's always a place where you bite your hand off for a draw.
Yeah.
Brighton away, I mean, we may as well just send the kids and hope for a draw there because we ain't going to get a win. I mean, Nuno was a special coach. When you look back again, we beat Brighton at home this season. He won away at Middlesbrough, where teams where we've never picked up points in the past. So another reason why it was special. Chelsea, we've got a decent run against Chelsea in recent years, but under Thomas Tuchel, they're a decent side now. And then Watford and Arsenal games, which you look at Watford and Arsenal, those are the sort of fixtures this season where you need to be getting wins in order to at least finish mid-table.
Yeah. And what about you, Pricey? What sort of points prediction would you put on those December fixtures? I know it's early, so I'm not trying to throw you under the bus too much with a prediction, but put a points prediction on December.
Do you know what? I'd probably say about seven maximum. That's like the ceiling limit. I mean, Liverpool and Man City, we all know how much of an uphill task it is anyway. Brighton's a bogey team, so, you know, maybe a point out of those. Chelsea's, well, Champions League winners. It's going to be an uphill task to beat them. And Watford and Arsenal probably will be most confident about. I feel as though Arsenal aren't the Arsenal that we know when we were growing up. So they're a bit of a shadow of the former self. So I'll be confident there. It's tricky. This one of the games would be tricky in any month, but more so in December when you've got, you know, how difficult we've had it before with the games. I mean, was it last season or the season before where we had Liverpool and City two days apart, you know? And fair enough, you know, we were riding crest of a wave then. So I know we beat City and Liverpool was a bit harder, but Watford and Arsenal 2 days apart, I'd be confident. I haven't got much to base it on, but I'd be confident. at the minute. But yeah, the first half of that month looks hard. You know, you have to, not going to lie, it looks a bit tricky. So I'd, yeah, points prediction wise, so the ceiling limit, I'd say 7 points out of that lot. That's the max I can see.
Yeah, which it's not a bad return, but again, that's, you're probably looking lower mid table, aren't you? Sort of overall thoughts, what fixtures stand out for you? So let's just imagine for one moment that Boris releases us all, and we're seeing scenes like we saw in Budapest last night for the Hungary v Portugal game. So full stadiums, absolutely bouncing, rocking atmosphere, out of this world. Dan, what three fixtures? I'll tell you what two away fixtures are you looking forward to the most, if we can go?
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier about certain fixtures that you look for across the season. It's a strong comment. Your first three fixtures and your ending three. I do the same, but then I also add who your Boxing Day fixture is and the fixture closest to my birthday. So the fixture closest to my birthday is Newcastle away.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Nice.
That's fell nicely. If we can go to that one, we'll have a night out up there and just enjoy the culture side of Newcastle, which is booze and kebabs, I think. And the other fixture is I'd like to go to Arsenal away just before the New Year's. It's a fixture that I feel we can get a victory at, and to close the year off would be nice there.
And what about you, Pricey? What games sort of stand out to you, and what games are you looking forward to?
I always look forward to the Boxing Day fixture, because I love a Boxing Day game. I know we've had it moved to the 27th from across, you know, certain years previous, but so this year we've got a Boxing Day this year. So we've got home to Watford. So it's not a blockbuster game, but I'm glad that we're at home all day. I do like getting out of the house on Boxing Day and going to the game. Birthday wise, for me, I think I'm January. So I'm sandwiched between, I think it's Brentford away I'm closest to, because I'm on the 19th. So Brentford away would be good. I know they've got a new ground now, so it's not the old four pubs on the corner ground, but
yeah,
probably still do that. Probably going to have a lap around Griffin Park, you know, and then go off to the new ground. And then, yeah, to be fair, I do tend to look, I think most Wolves fans or most fans in general, to look to see where Newcastle away is. Although I've... I did look earlier, and unfortunately, Sam Jacks has closed down, which is devastating, because that was my go-to place. And you get to go to Newcastle, Topless Barmaids at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Brilliant.
I think if we went to Newcastle, we might have to do a little detour of Sunderland and let little Dan show us around.
Don't know what you mean.
That's the one place of the northeast three. That's the only place I haven't been to, Sunderland. I've been to Borough and Newcastle. Never stepped foot in Sunderland. What am I missing?
I'll let Dan explain to you once we've gone off air. I mean, from my point of view, I'll be honest, I don't really look out for the Boxing Day fixture too much. I'm just a weirdo, I like that. But I do tend to look out for local derbies, even though I didn't this year, and that's for Pricey. So, Villa away October the 16th, that'll be a good game. And birthday-wise, I've landed quite well. Tottenham away the day before my birthday.
Nice.
Well, no doubt it'll probably be moved because they're in that Europa League 75 now, aren't they?
The Conference League.
So it could actually fall on my birthday, Tottenham away. Obviously, all these fixtures are subject to change because of Sky and BT messing with our lives constantly. So after looking at the fixtures and having a quick chat, Dan, where are we going to finish next season? What is your thought process? Now you've actually saw the fixtures, you can sort of get a bit of a better feeling for the season ahead. How are you feeling?
So I think I just said a moment ago, I don't see, unless you've got a crystal ball, there's no reason to be overconfident or panicking at the moment, because you've just got to let Fosun and Bruno Lage get to the end of the August transfer window and go from there. I still think it'll be probably another transition season, maybe another mid-table, just lower maybe. It all depends on how big Fosun go this summer. It's all in their hands at the moment. If they don't give Bruno Lage half a chance, then we might struggle. And then they might have a rude awakening how harsh this Premier League is.
Pricey, what about you? What are you feeling there? You've seen the fixtures.
Yeah, I agree with Dan, really. At the minute, you can't put too much stock in it at the minute. It's just teams on the paper at the minute, because the real stuff that will make you feel confident or not is indeed what happens over the summer. I don't want to be a broken record about it, but it's just so pivotal. Yeah, we know we were playing when they're roughly, but we all know what needs to happen with our squad in the summer and what improvements we need where. We all know what we need. We just need Fosun to go out there and back Bruno with the players that he needs. I know we've been linked with one this morning. I can't even pronounce his surname, Mosquera, but we need quality in the doors this summer, because don't forget we're going to be missing a few right from the off next season. Like, you know, possibly Johnny still, Neto will still be missing right from the off. We still don't know how Jimenez is going to hit the ground running. So, you know, might be right. I don't hate to use that term, transition season, you know, what Dan's just said. But when we're saying it could be Champions League or relegation, I don't know. We could just, if it starts going wrong through the season, we could just then start, you know, ambling towards mid-table again. You don't know. What we do need is quality in the squad, in the first team players, in the team of good quality. And then, yeah, we'll have to see what the summer brings.
I think we're all in agreement, really, that it's on Fosun now. All eyes on Fosun. You know, we've got a squad. It will be added to and obviously removed from as well. We've got a coach. Now it's all on Fosun. And I think we've just got to see what they do, see if they cause any damage in the transfer window. I mean, I think that's it all covered on the fixture side. So don't forget to like, subscribe to the YouTube, follow us on all the socials for the best Wolves news from an unofficial channel. And it's bye from Pricey.
That's like, guys.
Bye from Little Dan.
Bye, everyone.
And bye from myself. See you later. Enjoy your day.